With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Despite unrelenting international pressure to stand down, Israel is pressing its anti-terror offensive against Hamas in Gaza, attacking targets across the territory. Russia has unleashed one of its largest deadly aerial assaults on Ukraine.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claimed that Russia launched about 110 missiles overnight throughout Ukraine. Many of the drones were shot down by Ukraine's defense systems. In Boyarka, a suburb around 12 miles southwest of Kyiv, firefighters tackled a fire caused by one downed drone. In Odessa, footage filmed by the State Emergency Service of Ukraine showed emergency workers helping residents leave a residential building in the port city. On social media platform X, formerly Twitter, Zelensky wrote, "Today Russia used nearly every type of weapon in its arsenal." I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, Maine's top election official disqualifies former President Trump from the state's primary ballot.
Maine becomes the second state to bar the former president for his role in the January 6th, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Secretary of State Shenandoah Bellows, a Democrat, concluded that Trump, the frontrunner for the Republican nomination in 2024, incited an insurrection when he spread false claims about voter fraud in the 2020 election and then urged his supporters to march on the Capitol to stop lawmakers from certifying the vote.
Correspondent Bill Alexander, Mr. Trump had urged his supporters to patriotically and peacefully protest at the U.S. Capitol. The Trump team is appealing the Colorado as well as the Maine ballot ruling. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down about 2 points, NASDAQ futures off 12 points, and the S&P futures 2 points lower ahead of this morning's opening bell. This is SRN News. The persecution of Christians around the world increased in 2023, and most experts think it will do so again in the new year. But Jeff King of International Christian Concern says there is a silver lining.
The more they try to strangle the church, all they do is they're sharpening the blade. They create a more potent church that spreads, and that eventually, just like you see in the days of Rome, that eventually hollows out the kingdom and takes it over.
And he's seen this process up close.
One of the strongest churches I've been to nationally is Cuba. And all the decades of oppression and the murder of the pastors, it did nothing but to sharpen the church and to make it such an incredible force for God. That's the hidden story, I think, in all of persecution.
In fact, many embattled Christians in foreign lands tell Americans not to pray for an end to the persecution, but rather that they can remain faithful through it. ICC out with its annual persecution report can be found at persecution.org. SRN News. It may not keep pace with the ruinous inflation we've seen in the last couple of years, but at least it's something.
Residents in several New England states looking forward to a hike in the minimum wage in 2024. In Rhode Island, the state's current $13 minimum wage will jump to $14 an hour on the first of the year. In Vermont, the state's minimum wage will reach $13.67, while Maine will see its hourly minimum tick up from $13.80 to $14.15. In Connecticut, the minimum will rise from $15 to $15.69. Jason Walker reporting.
A raft of new laws taking effect in California January 1st, including protections for workers who smoke marijuana at home and doctors who mail abortion pills to patients in states where the procedure is banned. More details at srnnews.com.